Practical Work on Self, Chapter 2, The Pond. The machine has no real emotion. What we call emotions in ourselves are just automatic reflexes of the mental centrum in response to the motor centrum's organic reverberations. Removing the effect of these reverberations eliminates in ourselves the larger part of our negativity and mechanical suffering. Each human biological machine, according to its own typicality, has its own unique repertoire of reflex mental reactions to shocks and even to extremely mild stimulations and influences coming from memory, and a corresponding sensitivity to some shocks and not others. Shocks are the organic result of impressions passing through the machine, along with the machine's mental centrum responses to what it thinks it feels about what it experiences. As various shocks and impressions impact themselves upon the machine, because we, meaning the non-phenomenal self, have no will over the machine, we are helpless to stop the corresponding organic shocks from radiating outward from each centrum, spreading and reverberating throughout the entire organic system, including bone, lymphatic gland system, muscle tissue, organs of ingestion and elimination, bloodstream, upper brain, and nervous systems. Should we be foolish enough to attempt to ingest food, eliminate waste, or reason mentally with ourselves during such organic disturbances, our food will taste terrible, our business and romantic relationships will suffer, and our bowels will refuse to eliminate themselves. We all suffer from these involuntary reverberations of the machine, especially when the organic machine reacts negatively to these disturbances and takes us along with it. Think of the biological machine as a calm pool of water and the shock of impressions as a pebble. In this case, the ripples would represent organic reverberations of negative emotions. As we would expect, certain types of pebbles produce greater organic shock than others. When some disturbance makes an impact on the motor reflex centrum, it is like a pebble when dropped into the pond. Ripples radiate through the machine as a result of the pseudo-emotional impact. In the example of the pebble dropping through the water, we should be aware that the reverberations occur not only on the surface, but under the surface also. While we cannot directly observe these underwater reverberations, we can come to understand that they're very powerful and have a profound influence on our inner states. Of course, we wish to keep our nice pond quiet and undisturbed, especially whenever a pebble happens to fall in and disturbs our illusion of calm. In order to maintain the machine in an awakened state, we must be willing to expend every possible effort to minimize the resulting chaos within the machine whenever it is ravaged by these negative reverberations. We could hide in a cave, hopefully avoiding the pebbles completely. This is the way of the monk who secludes himself from lower organic influences, hoping that he can remain receptive only to those influences which come from higher dimensions. But this does not help him in the long run, nor will it help us. In ordinary life, we cannot stop these pebbles from falling. We have no authority over these pebbles, by which is meant external or internal shocks, nor do we wish to. We can have authority over something, but what? If we hope to eliminate these involuntary reflexive organic reverberations in the machine, we must take authority over the machine, not in the ordinary way, but in a very special way. We can learn to open the water before the pebble, so the biological machine offers no resistance to the pebble and reverberations do not occur. In this way, the negative emotions will at most be only momentary. This exercise is recorded in the Western tradition as the parting of the Red Sea. Even in the ordinary course of life, we must have occasionally noticed that when someone who is for us a walking source of negative vibration is nearby, a corresponding sensation begins to manifest itself in the machine, a sensation which we automatically categorize as emotional, and which seems to us very natural. Perhaps a sensation originates in the stomach, maybe a tightening in the chest, or catch in the throat, ringing in the ears, or stinging in the eyes. After this original sensation, we should be able to sense certain secondary organic sensations which reverberate through the machine, and which only slowly die away after they have thoroughly blended with the totality of vibrations already proceeding in the machine. Shortly after these secondary reverberations begin to manifest themselves throughout the machine, we ought to notice that the mental centrum has decided that because the sensations usually associated with one or another emotional state are present in the machine, some emotional state must also be proceeding in the machine. And this is the totality of what we dare call in ourselves emotion. We're unable to distinguish real moods of the emotional centrum from the mental shocks reverberating from ordinary sensations originating in the motor centrum, wrongly identified by the mental centrum as emotions. If we were able to actively observe the machine over a long period of time, we would notice something peculiar. That the sensations and impressions of the machine change continually in direct relation to these secondary organic reverberations, which we call negative emotion, because they're produced by the machine. Mechanical man has no emotion. What he calls emotion is really just reflexes of the motor centrum connected to the muscles and nervous system of the machine. What emotion can there be for a biological machine which functions mechanically according to its conditioned reflexes? Such machines have only lower emotions, imaginary mental centrum emotions, in reflex response to disturbances in the motor centrum. Because these are not true emotions, but sensations of the motor and reflective centrums to which we have learned to attach mental significance, and because they originate in the machine, we call them negative emotions. If they were intentionally produced in the machine's true emotional centrum, they would not reverberate throughout the machine, and they would be called emotions, not negative emotions. Mechanical emotion arising in the mental centrum is only momentary because it's a reflex of the muscles. It seems to be more lasting only because we see the wake of its destructive passage, its rippling reverberations through the muscles and inner organs. Real emotions, because they are feelings and not just mental responses to muscular reflexes, exist momentarily or continue indefinitely by the decision of the non-phenomenal self. Real emotion is not a personal subjective mood, but a means of emotional communication. In addition, because emotions are communicated by the outward radiation of the mood, originating in the awakened emotional centrum, having no reverberational effects in other parts of the machine, it is not necessary to verbally communicate the emotion. Of course, negative emotion being what it is, which is to say, just a subjective mental state occurring in reflex to a muscular spasm, must be verbalized and elaborately described, explained, rationalized, and mentally communicated and understood. Those who can produce real emotions in themselves never communicate about emotional states in mental centrum language. They just radiate the emotion produced in their machines by the non-phenomenal self, allowing the emotion to speak for itself. Real emotions strike a corresponding spark of empathy in the receiver. In the presence of someone who is able to produce real emotion, we experience feelings, perhaps for the first time. Very often someone who has awakened the higher emotional body and has learned to radiate emotions becomes like a celebrity guru, and people gather like cattle to bathe in the higher emotions. These higher emotions are often mistaken for some mysterious cosmic force or interpreted in some pseudo-religious way, but really they're just emotions. What a pity that human beings are so unaccustomed to emotions that they feel compelled to submissively huddle together in the warmth of the emotional radiation of someone just as mechanical as they are, but who happened to have activated, by accident, the higher emotional body. Negative emotion is useless and destructive. We do not need it for our survival, and although without negative emotion everyone on Earth would just stand barefoot in the grass and stare blankly at the moon, still we would be better off without it. Without negative emotion, we can be and do anything, because we're free from our automatic reflex slavery to the bondage of negativity. Without negative emotion, we can place all our force, will, and intention on any aim. Our reflex reactions toward the manifestations of others are the chief cause of the automatic arising of lower emotion storms within the machine, if we allow them. When we see someone manifest certain gestures and use a certain tone, we assume that he means by this exactly what we would mean if we used the same gestures and tone. Negative emotion, which arises in this way from our subjective misjudgment about the manifestations of others, can easily be eliminated in ourselves. No great effort of will is required for this little alteration in our attitude. Even very ordinary people are able to decide to give others the benefit of the doubt. If we could learn to open the water before these reflexive reactions in the machine, we would no longer suffer the secondary subjective effects in our own machines resulting from these annoying manifestations of others. By removing the internal reflexive effects in our own machine, which is to say the beam in our own eye, which corresponds to the mote in our neighbor's eye, we would eliminate in ourselves the larger part of our negativity and the suffering to our non-phenomenal selves caused by our identification with the human biological machine. This factor in human behavior is expressed in the ancient saying, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks." Only when struck by some stimulus is the machine able to respond, and then only with just those responses which have force of habit become ingrained. For such a machine, the presence of a conscious being is not necessary for its direction. The biological machine can, just acting under these conditioned reflexes, perform every task and even carry off successfully a serious philosophical discussion at a cocktail party without the participation of a source of attention and consciousness. Without a special type of will over the machine, which comes only with serious efforts over a long period of time, we cannot interfere with the biological machine. It is too powerful to change directly, and we do not know how to slowly influence the machine to bring about real change until we know more about our work. Trying to change the machine directly is like trying to change the course of a speeding train with our bare hands. We can use these organic reverberations for our own evolution by containing the outward expression, just as we would contain steam in a pressure cooker. This process of containment of negativity can be viewed as a process of controlled alchemical fusion, a method of containing and magnifying the natural chemical and electrical reactions produced by automatic organic reverberations. If we allowed the machine to express these openly, the force for our work would just be dissipated. But how can we contain our reactions to the annoying manifestations of others? We can see that an ordinary human being is not responsible for his manifestations, that he cannot be. How can we resent or feel anything but pity for these sad little involuntary spasmodic emotional upheavals, reverberating painfully through his machine and leaving a sort of palpitating self-oblivion in their wake? This condition of complete slavery to the mechanical self should arouse in us some feelings of genuine pity for the state of a mechanical human being. We can use this feeling of pity toward our own evolutionary work, applying the resulting higher emotion of pity toward the activation of the higher emotional body. But if we're to arouse the higher emotion of pity, we must not look down upon the mechanical human beings with feelings of arrogance and superiority, because we're all fish from the same barrel, so to speak, no less and no more. If we can comprehend through our own personal experience that all of what is ordinarily called emotion is really just a secondary reverberation throughout the machine of motor centrum reflexes, we can begin to take authority over these inner states, because we know the real origin of these emotions, which is to say, the mental centrum's reaction to the muscular system. We can actually begin to develop the will to awaken the machine, just using this special attention in which we deliberately observe the negative states of others, at the same time observing our own machine, remembering that what human beings call emotions are just the growlings of the stomach and intestines. In a way, if we happen to hear about our own machine's manifestations, we're like alcoholics who are astonished to hear about their bizarre drunken behavior, unable to comprehend it, because their ordinary state is isolated completely from their alcoholic state. The ordinary isolation of the source of attention from the machine can give us the feeling that we're not responsible for our own manifestations and emotions, and at the same time reduce our possibilities for impartial observation of uncustomary emotional states in the machine produced by the unusual emotional conditions which are unique to a work community. From childhood, we're taught to be acutely aware of the impression we make upon others, and to manifest ourselves whenever possible in a way which would please our audience in order to win admiration from them. Our whole preparatory life, if we came from ordinary systems of education, consists in learning how to win admiration or to produce in ourselves by mimicry the manifestations of those who do manage to win admiration. We're educated to continually ignore all our stupid mechanical manifestations, although something must seep through the hypnosis, because everyone in mechanical life spends at least some part of each day worrying whether others have seen him at his worst. Mechanical man chooses to be aware of only those manifestations which suit his self-love and vanity, rejecting all other manifestations which eventually become for him invisible parts of his outer world. This reaction of certain manifestations and acceptance of others produce a separation, a definite mental centrum membrane isolating manifestation into two distinct categories, thus creating inner conflict. The results of this separation of the two categories and the results of containment of those manifestations we reject in the behavior of the machine we will investigate sometime soon. The organic reverberations produced in the machine by the motor centrum reflexes, which we call emotions, lower the electrical resistance of the biological machine, particularly on the skin. Because negative emotion is produced by the machine and originates in the motor centrum, muscles, and nervous system, it produces automatic electrical reverberations throughout the machine. It is not the original muscular spasm, but the emotional reverberations in the muscle, nervous system, and corresponding significance which the mental centrum attaches to these organic reverberations, which produce the extraordinarily negative effects on our evolutionary alchemical processes proceeding in the machine, destroying temporarily with each emotional storm the machine's function as an apparatus for the transformation of the non-phenomenal self. Organic reverberation, which depends on electrical force for its continuation, can in this way rise in a spiral to a crescendo of automatically proceeding momentum. It is a force which carries itself in an ever-increasing effect. Negative emotion, as it reverberates throughout the machine, produces a corresponding alteration in the electrical conductivity of the whole machine and is reflected in changes in the electrical resistance of the skin. When the resistance is lowered, more electrical force is able to pass. The non-phenomenal self is electrical by nature. All higher bodies are also electrical and produce electrical effects and fields. If the resistance of the biological machine is too great, and particularly if electrical resistance occurs in parts of the machine, the electrical force of the non-phenomenal self will not be able to flow past this blockage. We can easily see from this that our work to stop the destructive force of negative emotion as it wreaks its destructive force upon the machine, if it is to function as an effective transformational apparatus for our possible evolution, is most urgent for our work.